long hard days. They don't say God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil ways. So I set out across that way, strike them down to make them pay and change their ways, their evil ways. But I can't evil
way. Welcome back. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. And all I'm going to say is to reduce an entire people group to a caricature is disingenuous, to say the least. And though there are certain things that happen in whatever community, the points that I've made about the Amish, Mennonite, Hutterite communities still stand. We don't see high-profile incidents in these communities. They are not plagued by certain things. We're all people. We all have our challenges, our difficulties. That is an
communities, I think, still stand on their own. My apologies. Apparently we're having some kind of a technical issue. I don't know where we're at, but I was saying
First of all, thank you for your call, Renee. I appreciate it, as always. I just was making the point that to reduce a people group of any type to a caricature, I think, is disingenuous, to say the least. And so I don't think that's fair, you know, of that people group. And that notwithstanding, I don't think that really changes my remarks about the Amish, Mennonite, Hutterite communities. The point was that those communities are not plagued by high-profile incidents. And I think that point stands on its own merit. And I'm not dismissing the other stuff, but I just don't see it as categorically as you represented, Renee. So whatever, for whatever it's worth, I'm not dismissing the issue by any means. We all have our problems, and you know, that's as true as anything else in life. Anyway, moving on, back to the phones. Jim in Illinois, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, good morning, and
hi, Jim.
Greetings to your friend.
Anyway, you too,
no, thank you, sir. I want to be quick. I believe you're probably your lines are blowed up there at the studio. So, I always state that you know, I speak in terms common. And what my narrative is, I retain all prerogative to revise and amend. Anyway, man, dude, blew me away, and you set a hook in my butt to call in this morning. My following is based on conjecture, which is based on a hidden premise. And that would be, if I get it right, the nexus you drew this morning with the material you presented was just wonderful, man. I mean, it was spot on, you know. I'd have to say, old prophet, testify unto this valley of bones, you know. And if anybody cares, go and read Ezekiel chapter 37. Moving right along, you know, I want to quote another verse out of the gospel, 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I pray that I'm there. And, you know, I hope I don't sound like a sycophant in agreeing or acknowledging what you say. The other thing is, for those out there who are willing to read the case, Wisconsin versus Yoder, the Supreme Court case, 406 U.S. 205, decided in 1972, it is based on what I'm about to say, my conviction of conscience, my religion. I will press freely my free speech in my peaceful assembly to seek any and all redress of grievance. And, you know, people, you better read your rule book. You better own that first article of the First Amendment. You better own your Constitution and own your government. It's been taken over by criminals, and we must push them out. With that,
yeah, but Jim,
that's all
it's
I got
all
to
legal.
Say,
they
man.
They legalized all the crimes. It's all legal now.
Well, it's legal, not lawful. It is repugnant to our Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. And who created that? I did. You did, Chris, and every other listener out there, they created it. Oh, but we weren't there at that time. We came in when we were born here at full parity with those men at Lexington and Concord, and then when they finalized our organic documents and our Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I need to shut up and let somebody else speak. Chris, be well, blessings of liberty.
Before you go, Jim, though, I would say the I don't know, the caveat maybe with regard to, you know, I guess with Bob in North Carolina's remarks in view, even if that weren't the case, you know, even if we say, you know, and I mentioned Jefferson and Spooner as a gosh, I don't even know what the word is, but, you know, just to kind of temper those sentiments so that we all are introspective and we examine for ourselves, we choose for ourselves. But even if that weren't the case, you know, to Bob's point, even if those documents are considered null and void, it does not negate the fact that the Bill of Rights doesn't grant any rights. It enumerates rights that are inherent in all men that speaks to the parity that you're talking about. And
okay, so you got me. And I have to say this. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, is negative law. It is the law we created for the guards that are supposed to protect our life property. And that is, I'd say, synonymous. And it tells them, you do not trespass on these men's property rights. They have failed in their fiduciary. And go on with that. But I have to say that, give me a second here. We must guard for any stealthy encroachment on another, on our rights and another man's rights. To encroach on that is to war on man. I think I should shut up right there, okay?
All right.
Be well. Blessings of liberty.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Much appreciated, as always. And I'm not going to add anything to that either. I think we've said it as much as needs to be said. So back to the phones. Rhonda in Missouri, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Rhonda. I'm hanging in there.
Good. Okay.
How about you?
All right. Yeah, I was thinking to myself, who better, like, was it Gino, to do this broadcast than you, because of your extensive knowledge, and you're able to tie up all the loose ends as you have. I think this right here just brings another layer to your, you know, usual topics, but gets it a little bit deeper. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's kind of been in view for a long time, but it's difficult because you're talking about such a breadth and scope of subject matter, and yet, I mean, it's complicated, but it's not, you know, there are simplicities, but there are nuances and complexities, so, you know, it's difficult to get your mind around, I think, and certainly difficult to try to articulate it.
And would I be wrong when listening to your broadcast? Would I be wrong to say that sometimes when you're compiling your notes and you're speaking, it's like a light bulb goes off in your head and you're like, wow, that's, you know, and it reminds you of something else. It's interesting to listen to anyway. But what I wanted to say, and I think maybe that audio that you played, and you might have hit on it already, so you were talking about the victim of narcissists and its effect of people on that side with, you know, illnesses. But to get to the narcissist issue, I personally am not a, well, my nephew might be a little bit narcissistic, self-important. But, you know, you wonder, too, how do people become that way? There's a couple of different things that I think, and one is that they were maybe ignored as a child, and they saw they had a need to fill in the gaps themselves, so somehow they were able to tell themselves that they were important, or the person that raised them was a narcissist, right? And they got to see how that person operated. But so they're lacking confidence, and, you know, in the same way that they need to make themselves feel more important in the process, they're making others feel inferior, and they become the victim. And, you know, feeding their importance by having to be in front of a group of people, you know, saying, oh, you're so great. But I think one more thing, and then I'll let you go. I think when somebody's in a position like this, you know, especially if they have a healthy mind and they're like, uh-oh, I hooked up with a narcissist. What's happening, right? Not realizing, although I don't imagine that they would, somebody that's, you know, more balanced mentally. But when that happens, when they realize they are in the presence of a narcissist, realize that person themselves is not well, not any fault of their own, and tell them you forgive them. I think that would go a long way. I forgive you for, you know, what I hope, hopefully it won't get them knocked down to the ground, you know what I mean, like physical abuse, but in sincerity, all forgiveness, you know, here's, and it might even shock them out of their narcissism to go, what do you mean you forgive me, you know? I don't know, I was just thinking, it's kind of a deep thought.
I would, the challenge with that, I think, I mean, if I could just sort of speak to that, first of all, there's a lot of literature, there's a, to me, I would say a growing body of literature these days, not to zero in on narcissists per se, but a growing body of literature in recent years, which I don't think is an accident on, you know, are narcissists, how are narcissists created? Are they born or created? That was actually a Psychology Today article back in 2016. Are narcissists born or made, I should say. There was a sub question, do narcissists even realize the damage they do? And the general consensus, without getting into specifics, is that basically narcissism stems from childhood trauma, and it incorporates a high degree of insensitivity and emotional immaturity, because it ties back to sort of an infantile omnipotence and the world revolves around me kind of thing. But the point that I'm trying to get to with, you know, with that in mind is that basically that ties back to the social engineering, as far as I'm concerned. If folks look into it on their own, and I'm not going to get into the details, but you look into the details of what the general consensus is in the psychology community about how narcissists are created, it seems to tie in directly to the same kind of social engineering that we talk about on this broadcast and this network. So that's interesting. And as far as, you know, saying I forgive you is concerned, I think it's important to make sure that's predicated on the asking of forgiveness. And I think Luke 17 in particular, when Jesus is saying, if your brother offends you seven times and comes to you seven times and says, forgive me, then forgive him. And it's interesting how saying you forgive someone without that, I mean, this is just, you know, generally speaking, and that's not always a good thing. But I think that...
Can I hold on for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's an interesting interplay, this subject of narcissism and psychological disorders and things. I was thinking about reading some excerpts. I think I'll forgo that. But, you know, so creation of the narcissist, you know, social engineering, I think, is definitely at work. It's hard to, I think it's difficult, if not impossible, to argue that a growing plethora of narcissists and narcissistic behavior is just some sort of accident or coincidence. And the forgiveness thing that you mentioned, I think Luke 17. So go ahead, Rhonda.
Oh, well, okay. If we look at a narcissist for what they really are, right? I think what they've done is they've created for themselves a false image obviously, of who they really are. So they're lacking in, I think, reassurance from others, and therefore they've created their own large ego, reinforced by what? Nothing. Just themselves. They're self-important, right? And I think it'd be really difficult, because they've done that, and in a way they put themselves in their own prison, in the mind. I think it'd be really difficult for a narcissist to, first of all, realize that there's a problem with how they are, and they're not going to, by themselves, ask somebody for forgiveness, because they created their own, you know, image, and they don't think there's anything wrong with it. So I know,
well,
the Bible, you know, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the Bible says, you know, if somebody asks for forgiveness, you know, give them forgiveness. But I think it'd be really hard to pull a, I'm sorry out of, you know, I mean, maybe. I guess it depends on how far down they've gone into that paradigm, if you will. How large is their ego, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it'd be difficult to reach a narcissist. And by saying, I forgive you, it'd be like slapping them with their word, and they'd be like, you what? You forgive me for what? And then you've reached them. And then you could say, I forgive you for, you know, your verbal abuse or whatever. You know, at least you snap them out of their ego trip. Does that make sense, I think?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm off base. I don't know.
I think I see what you're saying, and I can see the possibility, but I would probably say that I think that would be perceived more by, especially by the narcissist, as condescending and,
I agree.
In addition to that, or maybe predicated on the fact that the overwhelming consensus is that narcissists won't change. In other words, they won't see it. There has to be acknowledgement. So I mentioned the article, Are Narcissists Born or Made? And Suzanne Degas-White mentions in her article, it's not easy being in a relationship in which narcissism is present. Before you can find a cure, there has to be acknowledgement of the problem. And they are, narcissists are notoriously not self-aware, and it's so pervasive. I mean, it goes back so far, and it's so sort of ground level for them, that it's just about impossible for them to recognize. And it, I don't know, just to put terms to it, it stems from, generally speaking, neglect and abandonment at a very, very early age, and maybe some kind of abuse or trauma. But, you know, who can't say that they suffered some kind of neglect or abandonment these days in America? And that gets back to the excerpt that I read of Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society, and the way that children are essentially raised to be neglected and abandoned to at least some extent. And I think to an extent that it would create the plausible deniability that this is responsible for creating narcissists.
What a vicious cycle, right?
Yeah.
And it's a contagion. It's a contagion, because then the person that perpetrates the narcissism on somebody who is probably fairly well in their mind. I mean, they don't go into that relationship, I'm sure, having a psychological problem, but due to the abuse, I would think over time, and then I would imagine that they catch the
mind virus and the emotional virus. Yep.
Get into the social media, right? And just delve into that and create their own reality that way. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
You bet, Rhonda. Thank you. Yeah, and
right.
On down the downward spiral they go. Exactly. I agree. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Bottom of the third hour of today's broadcast, this Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. So 3 hours is a long time, but not really. See how fast it goes when we start digging into this stuff. Mentioned a few resources. I'll include some in the archive. I got to start posting this archive, man. I have them in my notes. Anyway, I mentioned Suzanne Degas White's article, Are Narcissists Born or Made? There are a few others, but three other resources that are interesting in this discussion, worth probably considering. And again, there's been just an explosion of these kinds of articles in recent years. And again, I would say, you know, I would go back to Kevin Dutton's book, The Wisdom of Psychopaths, to me is, you know,
I mean, there are all of these conversations. Are narcissists psychopaths or psychopaths narcissists, et cetera, you know, sociopaths, psychopaths? It's all kind of the same discussion. And now that we have, now that, you know, things like Kevin Dutton's book have sort of opened the floodgates, it's kind of like Pandora's box. Now suddenly, maybe it's not as taboo as we once thought, you know, and so I don't know. And again, narcissists are notoriously skilled at climbing the corporate ladder, but woe unto those who have to work with them. Anyway, three other resources quickly and then back to the phones. Eleanor Greenberg wrote an interesting article back in 2017 at Psychology Today titled, How Do Children Become Narcissists? What Type of Parenting Leads Children to Grow Up with a NPD, a Narcissistic Personality Disorder? And so she opens the article, I'm often asked, what type of parenting leads children to grow up with a narcissistic personality disorder? And I would just answer, American parenting, you know, 21st century American parenting, definitely, or 20th century, because now a lot of those folks are old enough, you know, into their 20s and 30s and so on. Or the other question she's asked, are the children of narcissistic parents at risk of becoming narcissists themselves? I thought that I would use today's post to shed some light on the issue, and so you can read for yourself. But, you know, it's definitely a mind virus, a psychological virus, emotional virus, and it's definitely catching, like Rhonda in Missouri was alluding to. And, you know, as I touched on early in the broadcast today, and the point at the end of all of that is to try to work to, you know, forestall and maybe even stave off the ill effects of this nefarious disease, if you will. Two other resources quickly. The Washington Post article from 2015, How Parents Create Narcissistic Children, by Lenny Bernstein, is interesting. And the last thing, which, you know, saving the best for last, I would say, again, speaking of Abdul Saad, we played two of his videos early in today's broadcast, the first hour. Abdul Saad, YouTube channel, Vital Mind Psychology. His 2016 video, The Childhood Origins of Narcissism, is an interesting 17-minute video, and we're out of time. Otherwise, we might play it. So that's the last thing I'll say about that. Back to the phones, Mike in Kentucky. Thanks for calling. Welcome. Do we have Mike?
I think self-awareness is a real problem as you get, you know, and from what I've heard, psychopaths in their formative teenage years, they don't develop empathy. You know, you got a 9-year-old child, they don't have a lot of empathy. They're very self-centered, or even, I think, and I've caught the iGen generation saying things like this when I've tried to tell them about some of the reckless stuff they're doing with their phones. And one guy just right out the chute, he said, I don't care who's spying on me as long as my phone gives me what I want, why, when I want it, how I want it. And that sounded like almost exactly an echo of what a 5-year-old said to me one time. I want what I want when I want when I want it. And it's I. And so they go from, you know, this, and it, I think it's a very similar situation there. And, you know, I felt like a thought, but I didn't say it to him as I walked away. I said, man, don't do grandma's banking on your fancy ZTE phone there that works great. If you don't care about Adap's malware that's phoning home everything you do to servers of farms in China.
Yeah.
But that's why I call it facilitating the inner 5-year-old. And, of course, I talked to one woman about probably about 6 months or less before the, what was it, 23andMe, I think, got hacked. And then there was another one, Ancestry.com. I think the police used it to find a serial killer. And I told this woman, I said, you don't want to do this. You know, you don't want to send off your DNA just so you can brag that you're part Cherokee, you're part Native American, or whatever. You know, I'm part Jewish, I'm part Russian, whatever it is. You want to satisfy your need to feel special.
Latent curiosity, perhaps.
Well, no. The thing was, within 6 months, those databases got hacked, and some expert came out and said, look, this is basically DNA astrology. It's not science. You know, it's just junk. Plus, obviously, they don't care about their children or other relatives because, as it's the story demonstrated in California, out to your second cousin, they can find alleles in common to catch them up in something. Now, maybe they deserve to be caught up in something, but what about the health care implications and the privacy of other people in your family that carry same marker genes? It's going to maybe increase their health insurance because, oh, you've got the BRCA2 gene, you're going to get cancer, or you shouldn't breed because you've got a recessive gene for dwarfism. You know, so it's a Fourth Reich. It's a Fourth Reich is what it is.
Absolutely.
But so anyway, self-aware teenagers are rare, I think. I became more self-aware because I got a job in broadcasting at the age of 18, and I had to record myself, and I was like, oh, you do sound kind of hickey-fied. You need to work on that. But now, when I was a teenager, I had a very low self-esteem, and I was knowledgeable. I mean, I learned a lot. You know, I was probably more interested in learning about the world than a lot of the people around me in redneck Eastern Kentucky. So I had somebody confront me one time and said, you just think you're so perfect, don't you? And I'm like, what? I mean, how do you not? What? I don't. Not at all. I mean, a real self-esteem problem. I can, you know, I wouldn't ask girls out on dates or anything like that. And I did not think I was perfect. But the people don't. I don't think they realize they can't really step outside themselves and look back in on themselves to be able to see that they may be coming off as whatever, arrogant or self-important sometimes. So it takes some. I don't know, the age of the video camera sometimes and home movies may have helped people get out of that, you know, unless they have a true friend take you aside and say, look, you're coming off as arrogant. You're coming off as narcissist, self-interested.
Yeah. It's interesting. So, I agree the era of the video camera did change that. But then you look at, I mean, what was the transition with cell phones? You know, I think of Sebastian Maniscalco's routine about the woman taking pictures in her bathroom, and you see now, you know, parents, mothers predominantly, from what I see, taking selfies with children and basically encouraging children to think that this is perfectly fine and okay, which I don't think it is.
No, the child does not understand the privacy implications of all this, facial recognition and all that, and there's no real meeting of the minds for the contracts involved in all these devices. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that people understand really what they're doing and the implications. But what I originally called about
psychologically was... Psychologically, too.
Huh?
Because there's... And psychologically, too, because there is that impact as well. Teaching kids... You know, to me, that breeds narcissism. It really feeds into that God complex and that really everything is just an extension of me, kind of mindset.
You know, people don't get enough likes or approval on social media. They get down and depressed and seek, you know, become obsessed with ways of getting attention. So,
and there's that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but what I originally called about was our society. I don't know. To me, it's something that's bothered me since I was a little boy. Some of the simplest teachings in the New Testament, Christians just whistle past the graveyard and don't even seem to care about. In the name of being politically correct, our society has, for whatever reason, has been invaded by oath swearing. And today, with, you know, the Fourth Amendment's virtually destroyed, it puts all the people in office that have sworn oath to the Constitution in the category of pirates. They're forsworn for their office on its face. You know, it's prima facie evidence that they don't care about the oath that they've sworn. And the idea that, well, Peter denied Christ, you know, and was, this was pre-crucifixion. And afterwards, I think was he crucified upside down? I can't remember. He refused to deny Christ to the point of death after that. But we have a society here that, you know, the Masons come to mind, but I think it goes throughout a lot of a society where people will pray generically to, you know, our Creator. And they will not mention Yeshua, you know, the Savior.
They want to be all generic and, like, what is it the Masons call it, the grand architect of the universe? If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father. So how do Christians get past that? I don't understand that. I mean, there's several situations. We just had a council in Madison County, I can't remember what, Lincoln County, one of the counties here in Kentucky, refused to appoint a chaplain. That's the first time in the history of the state that that county will not have a chaplain. Now, and the chaplain, of course, and the military stuff in recent years, they've gotten in trouble for praying in the name of Jesus Christ. So how do Christians reconcile that in their conscience? I don't understand that, because if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father. That puts you in a very in a jeopardy situation. Like, what is it, in parentheses, why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? your soul's in pretty good jeopardy, I think, right there. Have you looked at or thought about that much? I think even the Boy Scouts have generic troop chaplains, and they have to be generic in their prayers, like a deist or something. Can't serve two masters, so...
Yeah.
it's a real cultural conflict that has bothered me since I was a youngster. Of course, I was also bothered by the socialist insecurity number when I was told, you have to get one if you want to do anything in this society. So, well, how in the hell is that not the mark of the beast?
Yeah.
And buy or sell, get a job, I mean, it sounds like it is. And then, you know, later on you find out, well, the card's not yours, the number's not yours, the name on it's not your name, it's all modified, and it belongs to the Social Security Administration or the International Monetary Fund or whatever. So you didn't have a meeting of the minds. There's no real contract there, just like with the cell phone. It's a basic law that they won't teach you in school because they don't want people to short-circuit and go, oh, this is all built on fraud. It's all fraud.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I didn't know if you'd maybe looked at that. It's a dilemma that I've come up against here again recently. I had a pastor at a church that left the Masons over having to swear oaths, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and of course I think he was also law enforcement, so I think he had a real dilemma with the equal protection clause in the Constitution, because some animals are more equal than others, as Orwell said, right? Mm-hmm. If you remember the lodge, you get a little favoritism there.
Yeah.
So they've even got a VIP data field on some of the driver's licenses in the states now. So you get a little gold star if you're a member of the club.
I'm not aware of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, New Jersey, it leaked out. They won't say what all the data fields are, but in New Jersey, that leaked out. It's a real ID compliant card with all the multi-technology automated reader card. If you remember that from the military in the early 90s, take the mark or get out of the military. It was for Jesus, global command, control, and support. So take the mark of Jesus or get out of the military. That was starting in the early 90s, and now we've come full circle in 30 years. Everybody's going to have one. The Kentucky one's costing $48 to allow you to fly or go into a federal building, but the actual cost of the card is probably closer to $400 or $500. They're subsidizing us.
They call them, most of them are enhanced. What's so enhanced about it, you know?
It's still hackable. And, of course, their black operatives can get a fake version, and they'll modify the database. They do whatever they want, you know. So the security there is just false. It's just people laughing all the way to the bank, making money off of it. And, of course, it's been going on like 30 years. But that's a dead giveaway, I think, for the multi-technology automated reader card for global command, control, and support. Mark of Jesus. The military trying to have some fun with that 30 years ago. can't serve two masters, people. You're going to have to pick sides here. It looks like they're going to make us pick sides.
It sure does. And it's coming.
I don't know. Well, I don't think it's the, quote, end of time, like the New Testament says, but we're going to have some serious upheaval to make the control freak technocrats blink. I think they're the ones we need to worry. As far as psychopaths, they're the ones we need to worry about. They're probably the ones that are playing us for the narcissism they're creating with these devices and the social media.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it, Mike. Thank you.
Good show.
As always.
Bye.
Thanks. Much appreciated. You know, we're having some serious technical difficulties today for whatever reason. I mean, bandwidth issues, connectivity issues. It's real interesting. But I hope the resources that I put out are helpful, and I need to get some links posted from yesterday's broadcast. This broadcast and yesterday go together, and I really hope that they will serve, you know, whoever listens to them, that they will serve as a tool and a resource to try to, again, to stave off and to mitigate some of these effects. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't owned your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back.
Beyond the suns that go
final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. Man, 3 hours goes fast. Holy cow. It's heady subject matter. My head's spinning. I don't know about yours, but I think we've talked about some stuff in some practical ways. I still haven't gotten to those other two articles I intend to, but that's the nasty stuff. That's the really nasty stuff. Those articles I keep mentioning, Jeffrey Steinberg's From Cybernetics to Littleton Techniques of Mind Control, and John Whitehead's The Rise of the American Gestapo, has it already happened here? But in the last 2 days, we've talked about some specifics. Yesterday, I went through James Allen's As a Man Thinketh, Effect of Thought on Health in the Body, specifically, talking about how important a strong mind is. A strong mind is paramount, is tantamount to you know, all of our efforts here on this broadcast and this network. I'm just, you know, I'll leave it at that. I think that's self-explanatory. And I got to say, when it comes to strengthening your mind, Romans 12:2 is, you know, seems like essential advice. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's a specific context, you know, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. How could anyone besmirch that you are proving what is good and acceptable and perfect? That doesn't sound, you know, sound like you, something you can't argue against, basically. One other thing, I think the intersection of what I talked about on today's broadcast in particular and what Rhonda was saying in terms of forgiveness, I think the intersection of those concepts is, in my mind, Romans 5:8. Again, you know, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so it's this forgiveness, it's the grace, it's the mercy that speaks to us. That's what breaks people's hearts. If anything breaks your heart, so to speak, in a good way, it's that. It's not judgment. It's not condemnation. You know, those things get your attention. But what is heart-crushing is when you realize the gravity and the magnitude of Romans 5:8, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so when, in a similar sense, you know, I mentioned Psalm 15:4, those who, he who swears to his own hurt and does not change. When someone gets a hold of that concept in their mind, that to me is what can be life altering for people. And that can turn things around. I think that can shake people out of their stupor. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.